This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The combat between Israeli forces and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, has displaced thousands of residents in southern Gaza. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli fire struck a crowd of people waiting for humanitarian aid at a roundabout in Gaza City on Thursday, killing at least 20 and wounding 150. The Israeli military says it was looking into the report. The toll from a strike the day before in a crowded shelter in Gaza rose to 12, with over 75 wounded. This woman, who gave birth days ago and can't locate her relatives, says she was present. A senior United Nations refugee official does not blame Israel, but says Israel is the only party to the conflict that has tanks. Thousands of people have rushed further south in recent days to escape the violence. I'm Norman Hall.
Jan Hoffman of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development said the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. VOA's Rick Pantaleo reports.
According to Jan Hoffman, head of the Trade Facilitation Section of the United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, the crisis on the Red Sea weekly tanker ship transits are down 80%. Transit of ships carrying grain are down 6%, and gas carriers have stopped transit altogether.
Now, the impact of the Red Sea crisis on shipping costs and rates has been dramatic. The surge in the average container spot rate from Shanghai went up by +$500, and that was the highest ever weekly increase.
Hoffman says ships have to travel through other routes, which increases the transit days and total transit costs, while also increasing greenhouse emissions. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com.